This is Fresh Fire, a God's Spirit House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, September 14th, God's word for you today is Wisdom Nuggets. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, and it says, "Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline." Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25 says, "There is a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death." Everybody has a path that appears okay. It makes sense, and it is logical. God says it is death that is waiting at the end. The focus of the scripture, however, is Christ. Some people feel there are different ways to God, but Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." There may be other ways that seem right and seem logical, but it all leads to death. It is only in the name of Jesus that we can be saved. John chapter 1, verse 14 says, "And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." For there to be salvation, there has to be grace and truth. Jesus is not 50% grace, 50% truth. Jesus is 100% grace and 100% truth. When he needs to represent truth, he is truth 100%. When he needs to represent grace, he is grace 100%. That is what we see in scriptures, and that is what brings salvation. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 2 says, "A wise servant will rule over the master's disgraceful son and will share the inheritance of the master's children." Leadership is not inherited. Leadership is not automatic. Greatness is not inherited. Greatness is not automatic. There are many children of great men that have made very poor decisions. It also means that the fact that you are low, seemingly a servant today, does not mean that you cannot be a ruler tomorrow. So, if you know how to play your cards of diligence and loyalty, you will overtake even the children and the sons of the king. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 18 says, "Discipline your children while there is hope, otherwise you will ruin their lives." The Bible says, "while there is hope," and it means a time comes when it is hopeless to start disciplining the child. And it is scary because I have seen parents that the time has come when they should not be disciplining their children, but that is when they insist on disciplining them. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 17 to 18 says, "She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Many ladies who are of marriageable age are subconsciously looking for someone that will take care of them and their children." Yes, the man should be responsible, and I am all for that. But do not put yourself in a disadvantaged position. Our daughters must be strong, such that when people experience them, they are not going to leave saying, "What a well-dressed lady." Rather, they will say, "What a competent and virtuous lady." Let us pray. Father, I will be wiser. Open my eyes to see as I ought to see. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.